Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s, all reaching number one in the U.S., and the same song reaching number 10 in the U.K. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Four Tops, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Boys to Men, Marvin Gaye, and Edwin Starr. First up this half hour, a great song, number one in the U.S. and U.K. from 1964, Baby Love, right here on Motown.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Sad. my love. There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
Thank you. days gone by when you were mine, but now those days are memories and time.
Life's empty without you by my side. My heart belongs to you. No matter what I try, when I get the courage up to love somebody new, it always falls apart cause they just can't compare to you. Your love won't release me, I'm bound under bond and chain. Reminiscing of love as I watch for seasons.
Motown memory from Boys to Men, their third number one song this hour, and the only Motown artist that had a number one in the 1990s. That was Four Seasons of Loneliness, as mentioned, reaching number one in the US and number 10 in the UK from 1997. Before that, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie together, Endless Love, number one in the US and number 7 in the UK from 1981. Before that, from the 1970s, a song from 1970, reaching number one in the UK and US, The Four Tops, the classic Tears of a Clown. And we started with The Supremes' Baby Love, number one in the US and UK from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring all songs that reached number one in the United States and that same song reaching top 10 in the UK from the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s, one song in each of those four decades in order. Well, we just heard from Boyz II Men from 1997, so we'll kick it back to 1968 and Marvin Gaye's biggest hit of his career, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Well, I Heard It Through the Grapevine was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1966, and it was made most famous by Marvin Gaye in 1968, although Gladys Knight and her Pips made it a number two hit in the United States 1 year earlier in 1967. Well, the Marvin Gaye recording of the song has become an acclaimed soul classic, and in 2004, it was placed on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time, ranking number 65th. It was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for historical, artistic, and significant value. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, right here on Motown.
Tom at MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Heartbreak! One friend only to the undertaker! Listen to me. What? It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. What? It's got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Edward Starr in War, number one in the U.S. and number three in the U.K. from 1970. And we started with Marvin Gaye's smash hit, I Heard Through the Grapevine, number one in both the U.S. and U.K. from 1968. Well, this hour, we featured all songs that reached number one in the United States and top 10 status in the U.K. from the 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.